This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
What a beautiful afternoon. Actually, where are my headsets? I'm here with the sound engineer and she's hogging my space. I'm kidding. Now, man, what a beautiful afternoon. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful one. We come from an interesting weekend. We're hosting the Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, and I mean, it was a full house. I mean, we had about 600 entrepreneurs standing on their feet. No, I'm kidding. 600 seated and 120 standing. You know, it was a beautiful thing to see so many township entrepreneurs hungry for information, which is what the show is about. 360 Biz is about engagements with large corporates, SMMEs, and government, and creating a platform for bubbling and amazing young entrepreneurs who've got groundbreaking innovations and groundbreaking products to sell their ideas and share their information with other young entrepreneurs and to foster a culture of an entrepreneurship. So we've got such a young gentleman in studio with us today. Sir, how are you?
I'm good, in yourself, man.
Good, man. So this gentleman was here last week and there was a little bit of a mess up with the production and he had to go back. I know that I gave him my money. So now I've been thinking to myself, did he use the money for the right things? I'm kidding, man. How are you doing, brother?
I'm easy. Yourself?
Good, man. Just greet the guests. Tell them who you are and what you do.
Hey, guys. My name is Sobuza Wagwankosi. I'm a project coordinator for Know Thy Neighbor and also a co-founder. We host events in Maboneng. Yeah.
Sorry, why Know Thy Neighbor, though? I mean, I've been seeing you guys on social media. I think in a couple of things you guys have tagged me.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to think, why Know Thy Neighbor?
Look, I think it comes from our background, basically, where we were raised. Personally, I come from a rural area, so knowing your neighbor is like of vital importance. Like, you guys share stuff. You guys, like, our community, you know, everything is like basically from the cooking, you know, just to borrow sugar, you know, just to make a tea, you know, like those kind of stuff kind of inspire you. They grow you as a person, you know, like they grow the understanding of what humanity is about, you know. So the name Know Thy Neighbor came essentially about that. Understanding how to actually collaborate as people, in making projects happen, that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's how Know Thy Neighbor came about.
So I mean, what sort of events do you guys host?
We host talks. We're a talk show events. So what we do, we host events on like collaboration, breakthrough concepts, entrepreneurism, free thinking, those kind of events. So basically we're not exclusive. We're very inclusive. We literally can have anybody, you know, who's doing amazing things in their line of field, you know, to come and actually talk, you know, about what they're doing and actually unpack it for us and those kind of stuff. And
so I think I was reading through the profile a little bit. What's exclusive management?
Oh, it's a company that I work for. Actually, they do events.
Okay.
They also do sound. And stuff.
So what sort of events, I mean, have you guys covered, you know?
Well,
that with, you've worked on.
Well, I think with them actually, with them I actually did the Township Entrepreneurship Awards. So they were covered, actually, with celebrating our township entrepreneurs, honoring them with their work and what they're doing, you know, just to recognize them.
So, I mean, of all the things you could have done with your life, mm-hmm. why entrepreneurship?
I come from an entrepreneurship family, like
oh, really?
A family of nice. Business orientated.
Okay.
So my dad was actually a businessman himself. He ran like shops, your market, like your stores, your petrol filling stations, your butcheries and stuff. So I come from that kind of background. I mean, including my brothers, they have never worked for anybody. You know, one is actually doing mines, and the other one is doing like. Talks and property and stuff. So I couldn't actually work for anybody, you know. I also myself aspired to, you know, own my businesses one day, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think personally, I mean, on my side, I definitely go mine stuff instead of doing events, because I've done quite a few in my past life. So but I mean, it's amazing to have you in studio with
us.
And thank you for taking the time out.
Thank you.
I mean, today's topic is a very interesting and amazing topic, and we've got three beautiful ladies. I've had the honor of attending their graduation at the Hope Factory. The topic for today is the growth of entrepreneurship in South Africa, and I mean, these three amazing amazing ladies presented their business, and I think that they'll do a much better job in terms of presenting what they're all about. And they've got beautiful stuff for us to observe. Virtual reality is going to be one of the things that we're going to be focusing on today. So without selling them off too much, let them do their amazing selling because they are good at it. So ladies, I think you go first. Just greet our listeners, tell us who you are, maybe what you do in the company.
Hi guys, I'm Khule Gobodo from Brainbow Conscious Creatives. I am co-founder and also the head of marketing. So I look for opportunities like this one to make sure that people know that we are out here connecting brands to African women.
Hi, I'm Kutlwano and also from Brainbow Conscious Creatives, and I'm head of operations. So I'm the day-to-day girl making sure that we are moving and shaking.
Hi everyone, my name is Mukundi Rambani. I'm also from Brainbow Conscious Creatives and I'm head of research and development. So my responsibility is basically finding new and interesting ways in which we can tell stories.
Very powerful. I think one of the things that stands out about these three ladies is the way that they look. What inspired the look? I think that's the first thing that also jumped off for me the first time I saw you guys. I mean, It seems very nice, actually. But what inspires this particular look, though?
Well, we call it African Rhapsody. And for us, what inspired it is that we feel at our best when we look African. So we always make sure that we have some kind of African accent in everything that we're wearing. We feel most powerful, most confident, most in charge. Yeah. We actually don't know what we used to wear before African Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's right.
We're even trying to trace it back, like where did it come from? And now it's become part of our brand.
Is that? I mean,
yeah, that's about it.
It's the same influence for everyone. But yep. Now, why African Rhapsody? I mean, is it something that's out there? Because I'm not a fashionista. Is it something that you guys conjured up?
Oh, it's we conjured it up. Yeah. It's just a phrase that came up at the office, and we're like, "That's what we wear, African Rhapsody."
Wow,
it's like it's Bohemian Rhapsody meets an African vibe.
Nah, that's amazing, man. That's amazing. So, I mean. Sorry. So, I mean, today, I mean, one of the things that we critically know is that technology has become an essential thing. I mean, yeah. When you look at the internet, I mean, you can't even, I can't even do anything without utilizing the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, I just observe on a daily basis how many posts I'm putting up. And I mean, I'd like to think that, you know, when you observe around, when you look at the market, when you look at big brands in terms of what they're trying to push in with virtual reality, you start to understand that people are really, truly after the experience, I think, to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to, and I've seen with a couple of agencies that we have worked with, how they are able to create products and direct a product in such a way that at the end of the day, the client or the consumer gets a virtual reality, gets to experience the product in a virtual space. And I think that has created an avenue where people actually get to understand the product much more and much better. And I think one of the biggest challenges with being a creative is trying to sell a creative idea to someone who's on the other side. So you can imagine what this will do to sales. I mean, obviously, when it's now more affordable for SMMEs and other business parties, when they're able to take services and put them in a box or rather in a product and give them to a client to experience for 30 seconds. So ladies, what is virtual reality?
I would like to know myself.
such a tough question. But basically it's for me, I think it's immersion, right? So as you rightfully said, there's so much technology out there and we're all kind of competing for attention. So when someone's watching TV, they're not only watching TV, they're on Twitter, they're doing so many other things. So virtual reality, I think, is a way in which we can immerse people completely in just one sort of story experience. And that's how we've used it. And that's what it's meant for us and our clients.
And then, I mean, Gudrano, tell us a bit about the product.
Okay, so we had a launch 2 weeks ago of the Economy of Women, a very exciting internal asset that we've created at Brainbow. And Economy of Women came from us just discussing how the economy as it stands was never created for women in the beginning. And so we found that a lot of us come out of the school system and we plug into this economy and we find ourselves struggling or becoming unfeminine. And we were like, okay, how do we feminize the economy? And in our research, you know, something frightening came up, and it said that if 50% of women were in more leadership roles around the world could stand to make $28 trillion. And that is a huge deficit and a huge hole that exists in the world at the moment. And $28 trillion means more schools, it means more homes, it means more jobs, it means a lot of things. So we were saying to ourselves, okay, how do we fill up the trillion deficit? And we came up with feminizing or creating a feminine ecosystem or economy, which means that women can plug into our digital platform. And the digital platform as well encompasses of a lot of grow courses and personal development. And we get to just hold ourselves accountable. And most importantly is move the money from womb to womb.
Sure. That's very, very powerful. And I mean, what's your take? I mean, you are put in a position where you need to do the research for all these things. And I mean, what sort of research went into this particular product?
So I think the most important thing, even before the product, was speaking to women and finding out what it is that women need. And that's how we came up with that. We say our slogan is, "If how you gonna win when you ain't right within?" And so we knew that it was important for us to start with finding a way for women to be able to develop themselves from the inside out. And so I always say that the method must always support the message. So the message came first, and the message for Economy of Women was, how do we find an immersive way to tell women that you contribute to the economy, and let's come together and find a way to do that better. And so we started there, and we decided that we're going to launch. And when we decided on virtual reality, it was also because a lot of times people think that women aren't necessarily interested in technology, or not necessarily interested in being at the forefront of trying out new technologies, that it's not a way to market to women, that it's a way to market to men. And so we decided we're going to actually use technology and immerse these women. And that's how the Economy of Women sort of launched, and that's how we decided on virtual reality.
I mean, virtual reality in this country, I mean, is fairly new. What sort of influences do you think virtual reality will have on the immediate market? You know, any takers?
It's new everywhere. So we were recently at Discop, and some guys who own some studios in Germany was saying that it's new even for them, in the sense that because we're having to develop an audience, there's space to experiment and grow with your audience. So right now the distribution channels are limited. So you can either do the festival run, you can either do the library run. Libraries are very interested in virtual reality. Or you could do the museum run, where you exhibit your artwork or your work as art, which is what we're planning to do, because we decided to tell our personal victim to victory stories in VR. And so for us, we have three art pieces that we can exhibit. That's what we like. We are very much experimenters. One of the big insights that came out of our focus group with when we were developing the Economy of Women is that women want a space to be able to fail. And so we had some challenges while doing the, you know, shooting and stitching it together. We had some challenges, and we had to take a step back and go, but we asked for these challenges. We asked to be the space where people can experiment and fail and grow. So it's exciting. And because we just have a pioneering spirit at Brainbow, it just made sense to us.
And I mean, apart from this innovation, I mean, what sort of other innovative services or products do you guys create? And what are you guys up to apart from this?
I mean, African Rhapsody might have to be one.
Definitely has.
That might be a revenue stream. So primarily, we work with connecting brands to the African woman market, and we're always in that space trying to tell our stories in a different way, or in a way that is pioneering as well, that can truly capture the heart of this complex target market. So our R&D lady is always looking out for trends and looking out for ways in which we can show women that we love them through our brands.
And then, I mean, why... I think you guys touched on this, but I'd like for you guys maybe to just clarify it. Why women?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not women? Because we're women, and it would be disingenuous of us to say that we represent something that we really don't represent and we don't understand. So because we're women and we understand the nuances and we understand our own challenges, and it's so much easier to do something that comes from the inside out, to do something that I have a personal stake in. And so because we're three women who felt that the way in which the world was working was not working for us, we decided, let's do something to change that. If we feel that way, maybe other women feel that way. So it's not even, it wasn't a malicious, like, let's leave men out and not, but it was literally just like, we can only speak from a perspective which we understand.
So, I mean, when you look at the country's landscape, there are not a lot of entrepreneurs in the technology space, or rather, even in the digital and innovation space. There's quite a few who are creating groundbreaking products, or even who are trying to learn about what this whole innovation technology is all about. How are you finding the response from the ladies that are being exposed to such products and in this particular space?
I mean, when we launched, it was just amazing. It was so fantastic. I mean, the actual art pieces are about 2 minutes each, and literally women wanted to watch it over and over and over again and wanted to fully understand and ask so many questions. So I think the really great thing about being at the beginning stages of something like this is that people are quite interested to know more, and people want to experience it, and people want to share. For a lot of them, it was their first time. So I think the response has actually been really fantastic. And it also leaves us room to make mistakes, because, you know, expectations, are, people don't know what to expect. And so it also gives us room to grow and to sort of get better at it.
And then, I mean, is this virtual reality something that's fairly affordable for one to jump into or to create?
No, not at the moment. So we read a report actually that was saying in the UK, virtual reality is becoming a really big tool for entrepreneurs to use to market their services to clients. But at the moment, it is still a bit expensive. But the nice thing is that there's nifty ways, like you don't need the Google glasses anymore. You can create and brand your own VR headsets. You just need a phone that's VR capable. So it is moving towards making the experience more user friendly, but the startup investment is quite hefty. We were fortunate in the sense that we had support from the Department of Arts and Culture, where we had presented an opportunity to make three stories around femininity and women. And so we decided to be, you know, how can we use this opportunity in a way that will create longevity? And that's why we decided that virtual reality would be the best way. So we were fortunate or blessed in that way. But it's worth looking into. And it's a really great investment. And immediately, I mean, we had some meetings in Cape Town with some really big brands, and immediately it put us at an advantage to be these three black girls with the virtual reality sets. Like, what's actually going on?
That's powerful. I mean, how long have you guys been in business for? I mean, you guys look 12.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. We've been in business. We met. Oh Lord, we met in film school.
Tell us the story about how you guys even came about.
So met in film school 12 years ago.
Yes, Father.
12 years ago, and we were all all doing technical subjects in film school, and there weren't obviously a lot of women in those, like doing cinematography and that sort of thing. We were just attracted to each other. I think we all knew that we really wanted to make something that was relevant. We didn't just want to be part of the sausage factory of creating content. So we met 12 years ago. Technically, the business started 12 years ago in our little bachelor like apartment. We had meetings. And I think we did like a photo shoot. We literally had like one job
that he didn't charge for.
She seems pretty much cut up about
the
fact that
she's the money girl.
Seems like you guys were the ones who convinced her, no, let's not charge them, Jones.
But we always sort of knew we wanted to be in business in some way. And then after varsity, we all went our separate ways. We did different things, and we were working for broadcasters and production companies, and we just weren't doing the type of work we envisioned ourselves doing. And so we thought, let's come together. And the business started many years ago.
And then, I mean, according to you guys, how is BrainBow changing the landscape of business?
I like that. So we just to coattail on that. We're technically a startup because Brainbook Conscious Creatives has been around for only 1 year. And in 1 year, we've really shaken up the industry, moving from the production space to the agency space. We've won many awards. We've won Smarties. We've won Asset Guys. We've won many awards for the short space of time that we've been in. And because we don't find people who look like us in agency spaces who are the head of agencies. So a scary statistic, that word, says that 70% of content is consumed by women, but only 3% of studios are led by women. So already it says a lot about us having to shake up the industry, because you can't tell the story the way I will tell it. I mean, when we with our first client, we were shocked to see the gap, because you take it for granted, you know, you think people know that, no, you can't speak to a woman like that. She's not going to respond in this way. You have to create a rapport and all these different nuances that we grew up around, especially because we're transition kids. So we have such a rich array of experiences to draw from, a kaleidoscope that we can really make a full picture from. So it's our job, one. Two, also because we come from a spiritual place, always, we tell all our clients we're in ministry, we're not in business. Our job is to spread love, hope, and healing. And so if that's not something you're interested in, we can't do business with you, because we understand how powerful a story is. Literally, your brain, when someone is telling you a story, connects it as though it's in real time. So the centers in your brain, if I'm telling you about a burger, the centers in your brain that have to do with taste light up as though I'm eating the burger right now. So that's powerful. You know, if all I'm seeing about black women is women dancing for airtime and washing powder, it says something, you know. So, yeah, that's us.
Kung and fu. I mean, I think, so obviously, you know, you guys are, and I love what you guys are advocating for, but what sort of responses are you getting? Because agencies most of the time tend to sit and think in a certain way. Mm. And brand managers that sit at the different brand houses also tend to think in a certain way. And most of the time, trends that are new, that are unconventional, they seek not to listen to them or even pay heed. So when you are coming with this, not necessarily a philosophy, but I mean, this new advocacy that you guys are bringing into the agency space, what sort of feedback or responses are people liking what you guys have to say, or is it a threat to the predominantly male space?
Actually, the response has been brilliant, because we're realizing that love is good business, right? Loving people is actually good business. And the wave around the world in terms of brands is that the heart of the brand has now become showing their target market or their audiences how much we love them. And if you don't show people how much you care about them or you love them, the bottom line is always affected. Your sales are affected and you find yourself with a business problem as a brand. So love does make sense and does make good business. And funny enough, every brand manager is saying, guys, we need to press the reset button. We need to show people that we actually care about them, because the competition is so rough. The average woman wakes up in the morning and there are thousands of brands bombarding you until you go back to bed. So the one that will stand out is the one that says, I actually care about who you are. And so brands are forced to go in and stop working externally, but now go internally and find out how much they can love their audiences so that the business can grow. So it's an actual working functional thing, and love does make good business.
So I think after the break, a couple of things I'd like to tackle is some of the challenges you guys have faced as women in business, because there are a lot of business. Someone once said that business is not for the faint-hearted. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to also get a sense of understanding in terms of some of the brands that you are seeing out there that are perfectly executed and are exuding love. So join us after the break.
This is CliffCentral.com. Biz on CliffCentral.com.
What an appropriate song. This girl is on fire. It's such an amazing thing, and it's such a beautiful thing, because we always have masculine, or rather what I'd refer to as masculine songs, and that are playing in studio. And it kind of threw me off that I was listening to Alicia Keys and This Girl Is On Fire, because I would, because ordinarily I'd never listen to Alicia Keys, but it all made sense with the three powerhouses that we have today in studio.
This is how we're impacting spaces everywhere.
taking over our space. So guys, so I think, tell me, man, I mean, what are some of the challenges that you guys have come across? I mean, I've hosted quite a few women on different platforms, and it's not necessarily challenges that were unique to each individual, to each woman, but I've come to realize that there's a set of challenges that only women entrepreneurs can identify with. And what are some of the individual or challenges that you guys have come across in the entrepreneurship space and also in the agency space?
I think the number one, I don't know if it's an external problem, but it's an internal one, is a confidence issue. That quote of the $28 trillion that is missing, or the deficit in the world, they were citing that confidence is a big issue. That's why women aren't in leadership positions or sitting at the table necessarily. So it's overcoming the confidence issue of speaking up, of finding your own voice, of knowing, you know, trusting your intuition as well. And I find that a lot of female entrepreneurs, you come into the business space with some self-esteem or some self-worth issues, and it shows up in your bank account, it shows up in your marketing, in your sales. You won't go after the kill, you won't go after the deal, and you second guess yourself a lot. So that's something that we had to overcome internally, and say to yourself, you know, I have a good product, there is a gap that's waiting for me, and I can service that market, and be confident, you know, even if you have to do mantras and manifest the confidence and put a picture of the girl you want to become. Do everything it takes so that you walk around with that confidence, because it's an energetic thing. I'm not going to give you millions if you don't even believe in yourself.
Same.
Everyone's got the same challenge. Same. No one has got a money challenge.
But the money challenge came from the internal problem, right? Yeah. Because, I mean, we discovered, because we were blessed enough to know that for us, our business is a masterclass, and it's our place for us to grow and learn. We're able to really question, why did the client respond to me in that way? Mm-hmm. Why are three of my clients not paying on time? I'm the common denominator, though, in these three situations. So then you have to look back. You know, one of the things that I did is I did an abundance blocking course, which dealt with money wounds and the wounds we have around money, you know, that we developed from the ages of 0 to 7. And one of the biggest ones that I discovered when I was unearthing and going through that process is that I remember a conversation my mom was having. My mom is a business owner as well, Nonkululeko Koboto. And she was speaking to my brother saying, Danam, please make sure that you guys don't fight about money, because you are representing all black businesses. And in that moment, I saw myself a story that big money equals big fights. So let's stay small. If I earn 5,000, it's fine. If I fail, no one will see me, so it's okay. So because we had the fortune, the good fortune of knowing that our business is a church, we were able to then face those internal challenges, which then manifested or showed itself in our bank balance, because we then were like, guys, we're not proud of this brand. Let's change the brand. Okay, now I can sell this because it's something that I'm proud of. It's vibrating with the energy of love that I actually have for the brand. So how are you going to win when you ain't right within?
Can't. So, I mean, the church, are you guys capitalists?
Yes. Conscious capitalists. Hard. 100%. Look, the God I serve is a God of abundance. He doesn't make one tree. He doesn't make one leaf. He doesn't make one kind of cloud. He is all about abundance. And so I am actually, the more I press into that abundance, the more authentic I am.
Here's the thing. Oftentimes when we're looking for women in different spaces doing amazing different things, even for the show, it's hard to find them. Why is it that it becomes, is it that we're not searching right? Or rather, I think, why is it that women do not peak their heads as far stretched as men?
It's a confidence thing. Even for us, I mean, we before a year ago, you probably would not have heard of us. Mm-hmm. And we had been functioning for 6 years before that. So it's definitely a confidence thing. It's that you don't want to put yourself out there because you don't think you're good enough and you think people are going to see through that and they're going to say it on a lot of public. You're going to be in the public. Everyone's going to say you're not good enough and then you'll be exposed and everyone will know you're not a real entrepreneur. So it's definitely a confidence thing, and which is why, how you going to win when you ain't right within. So it's that why we have to start from inside and why we have to give women that space to fail. And to say it's okay, as an entrepreneur, you're going to fail, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to come back, you're going to learn. I don't think we say that enough. I think we often think entrepreneurship is this great, like, I must make money, it must be amazing, I must go from zero to hero. But no one really says, like, that's not always how it happens. And that you're constantly growing and constantly learning. So it is that, it's a confidence thing. It's that we're not confident enough to put ourselves out there.
And it's why we're addressing the issue. So on the Economy of Women website, we have a directory of women-owned businesses so that people can find women-owned businesses easily. You know, so because we know that it takes a while for women to believe and have the confidence in their product, we are forcing them and saying, here's a platform, please use it, and we will make sure that other people can plug into it and be able to support us, which is how our brothers can support us, you know. We don't want to, you know, I had a conversation where this gentleman had attended Women in Tech, and he was the only guy, and he was like so blown away by the energy in the room. And he said, you know, you hear about all these big problems that women are facing, and as a man, you feel helpless, like, oh, which one do I touch first? So for us, the directory is a way to say, here's something you can touch first. Here is a service owned by a woman that you can use and make sure that that money circulates womb to womb.
So while we are touching there, there's two gentlemen that we have in studio who have created a platform this Sunday called the Hustlers Sunday. So, gents, greet our listeners and tell us who you are and what is this Hustlers Sunday?
Hi, everyone.
Hola.
Before Colin Lushaba. So we're both entrepreneurs. I'm with my colleague here.
My name is Gululego, also known as Gaetano. We're from Benoni. We are doing Hustler Sunday.
What is Hustler Sunday, Majita? Hustler Sunday. Hustler Sunday.
Initially, we created a platform for entrepreneurs around our location. So it became Hustler Sunday. The reason why we came with this Hustler Sunday, because the date that we nominated was on Sunday, so we decided to call it Hustler Sunday because it was a platform for all the entrepreneurs and the hustlers that are doing businesses. The aim is to bring them together in one space so they can showcase their businesses in whatever they do. So that's why we call it Hustler Sunday.
So I mean, kenzakala ni Hustler Sunday, Majid?
Look, man, we've created this platform for everyone. We've created this platform for everyone, not specifically people who are doing food or anything. Everyone that does have business is welcome, and the stallers are for free. You know, if you are willing to come through. It's on the 3rd of Sunday, like next week, December. So it's Hustler Sunday, man.
So, I mean, of all the events, a corner, everywhere, why should I come to Hustler Sunday? Now, you're selling this to anyone who's out there to convince them and to also just advocate for what you guys are all about.
Yeah, look, these events are everywhere. But what's special about this one, if you have tents, you're doing tents, you're welcome to come and put your tents there. If you are doing catering, you're welcome to come and display there. You are doing beads. I see the ladies are beautiful with beads here. You're doing beads. You're welcome, display your business there, you know, because most of these markets, they are specific. You get a cookout, which is focused on the cookout. The market, you know, they are specific. But with this one, we are giving everyone a chance. Come, make money, and make a little bit of money. And most of these markets, you pay for the stall. Ours is for free.
So here's the thing. Is virtual reality a prepackaged product? Or as I run my event, we could just be translating what is happening there in real time into virtual reality for the people who are watching at home. How does it work?
I think the nice thing about that medium is it's customizable.
Yeah. Because I was going to sing.
Okay. So it is really dependent on what you want out of it. So if you are an event and you want to use it sort of as an invitation card to show people like, okay, this is what the venue is going to look like. And so because we're immersed with audio and visual, we're in the space, we can tell like what the event's going to feel like, where it's going to be, and the mood and the tone is already set. But if you're a brand and maybe you're a car company and you're trying to sell your new V8 engine or whatever, and you want us to feel like we're driving it, you can do that as well. So the VR landscape is so customizable. I think that's why the whole world is like on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I almost said, could you please show our guests? But obviously, because of the aesthetics, we are unable to show anyone. So, brother, I mean, how do you think virtual reality could impact your events, or rather the turnout at your events? I'm throwing you under the bus, but
no, actually I don't even have an idea how to answer that, but
we can make a suggestion.
So you can actually do a live event in 360. Mm-hmm. So what you might want to do if you want people to join in, you set up some 360 degree cameras, and then people at home, if they are patched in or signed in and they have the VR glasses, then they can actually experience the event as if they are there.
That's great.
So absolutely. I mean, Teboho is in studio and is my co-host. So Teboho, I mean, have you ever experienced any 3D anything?
Dude, I'm thinking how I could be joining in 3D on VR. Yeah. Come to think of it, I mean, she could be sitting in the States, or, you know, I'm a traveler, I could be sitting there or wherever. Yeah. And, you know, you're thinking, or if you want to see her, just go, baby, go virtual.
There's actually this technology they're developing where you can kiss someone on a device and it vibrates on the other side.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Balisa looks traumatized. Balisa, are you okay?
No, man, that's crazy, because I mean, I think with the move of technology, I think back in the day, I think the closest I've come to virtual reality or anything virtual was when I was a bit younger and I was watching movies about teleportation. And I know I used to always get the dustbin lid and I'd put it on a random place in the house and I'd stand there in with the hope that I'd show up at my next door neighbor's house or wherever in the future. So, I mean, is this where technology is really going?
Yeah, I mean, there is already, you are able to teleport objects. They're working on that. Or there's 3D printing or 4D printing where you can print out a shoe right then and there. So technology is moving and making everything available.
Sure, that's powerful, man.
Yeah.
No, it's powerful. Amazing.
So, I mean, do you think you're going to get yourself a set?
No, sure, why not? You know, we can put it to the test. And I mean, technology is improving.
Yeah,
it's a matter of time. So, you know, we trendsetters, so we might as well. Eh?
Is virtual reality similar to the 360 camera that they would have when you're scrolling through social media and they've got different ads? Is that what you guys are pushing out?
So there is 360 degree sort of technology where you still use the same glasses, and there's virtual reality. So virtual reality is often a lot of animated elements. It's not necessarily real life elements. And then with 360 degree, you might put certain elements in the world, and then that becomes augmented reality. So basically, virtual reality is creating a world. Augmented reality is putting elements within the real world.
And I mean, within the agency space, because you guys work with quite a few agencies, I mean, what sort of brands have you guys had the opportunity to work on? And I think just as a follow-up question to that would be, what is your case study for brands that create love and happiness out there? Is there any such a brand out there?
Okay, I'll speak on the brands that we work with. We currently do a lot of work with Procter & Gamble. So we do a lot of stuff for Head & Shoulders, for P&G, a little bit of stuff for Pampers. We also work with my memory. Ariel. We're doing stuff for, we've done stuff for organizations like the Gracia Machel Foundation, the Goethe Institute, IFES, which is the French Institute.
But I'm sure obviously you've done different things for them.
Yeah, so it's all different things.
That's it. I think, Bulelana, maybe we must have another show. Let's bring in the ladies. Let's bring in the technology. Let's do virtual. With nice.
Bring the
cameras. Yes. Yeah. So would be nice. So I think it would be nice. Let's put it to practicality. We don't mind. We could bring in a TV crew as well to actually shoot us shooting that. So that, because obviously I think some of the people that might want to support you want to put the visual to what you guys are doing. So let's give them that. Are
what's
you guys
nice
up for the challenge?
Yes, definitely. What's nice is that YouTube is already VR or 360 ready. So you can literally put it on YouTube and people can see what was happening in the studio and it can live forever. So it's definitely...
Yeah, I love putting things to practical, so let's do it.
Man, I've got so many technical questions with regard to... I'm that guy. I want to know how is it going to work.
So I get it. That's why when we're bringing them back, we're going to have them. We ask them all that questions and we do all of those things. So maybe let's save them for then.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I see you guys have got the device. Would that be a device?
Yes.
So you guys have a device. Does that work off any cell phone or does it have to be a certain spec?
It has, no, you just have to download a 3D app. So there's 360 apps that you can just download on the Play Store and then it makes your phone instantly 3D capable.
Yeah, I think.
Then these are pretty easy and cheap to print and brand. And yeah, so it's becoming much easier. I mean, this was 120 Rand. So it's 120 Rand per set to make. And personally brand.
You see why we need to have them back.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, definitely. Can you demo us something? I don't know. Well, Teboho will tell us.
Maybe we can speak to the gents while I demo.
Yeah.
And let me take down the sound.
Yeah. Then from the I'll give feedback.
How you feel about virtual reality, man?
It's crazy.
We're in
man.
A different space. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Imagine trying to kiss. Not even trying. Imagine kissing. Immediate. And then this thing is vibrating. Yeah, that's crazy, though.
Hey? No more distant relationships.
No more distant relationship, eh? But guys, what inspired Hustler Sunday, man?
As entrepreneurs, we're not only organizing it as a person from outside. We also entrepreneurs. We've got businesses that we are running, and we understand that running your business is a bit difficult. And getting a platform as such that we're creating is a bit difficult as well. So we decided to bring everyone together and then they can showcase their businesses and tell us what they are about. And then from there, they can carry on with their daily businesses. And the other thing, if they want their advisors from us as budding entrepreneurs, so we can give that to them as well.
So now you said your stalls are for free.
Yes.
So now somebody that is listening that wants to feel or they want to take part in this event and they want to be part of the event, where can they get hold of you?
We have a page, the Farm Guest Lodge. You can find us there at Facebook, Instagram.
The Farm Guest Lodge.
The Farm Guest Lodge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can find us there.
Mm.
And you can contact us on
071-929-5532.
Yes.
Okay. Did you invite the ladies? They need to showcase it.
We're coming.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't invite them, but now they are coming.
So they need to be part of the visual. We need to see that. Yeah. My brother, I'm not sure what is it that you do, but for people that want to get a hold of you, obviously I'm sure they've already said what you do. Where can they get hold of you?
Basically on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We go by the handle Know Thy Nay.
Know Thy
Nay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you've been tweeting and, exactly. and Instagramming. Eh? No, it's good to put a face to.
Yeah. And also for cell phone numbers, 074-669-8243.
You coming on Saturday?
Yeah, no, where am I coming?
To the farm Sunday. Guest house on Sunday.
Oh,
third of December.
No, you must get updated, bro. Yeah. So, ladies, where for people that want to see some of your technology or get in touch with you, again, where can they get hold of you?
So you can find us on www.brainbow.co.za, and for the Economy of Women, it's www.economyofwomen.co.za.
Let's give that again.
Brainbow, www.brainbow.co.za. Okay. And then Economy of Women is www.economyofwomen.co.za. Okay. You can follow us on social media as well.
Where do they get hold of you?
Know thy neighbor.
Oh, excellent. Okay, guys, we usually close off the show in style. We close off with a 30-second word of inspiration. But because of time, we'll cut it to 20. To somebody that is listening, that is on the verge of giving up?
To somebody that's listening, especially in the entrepreneurship platform, it's not an easy road, but you have to keep on fighting. Be resilient, know what you want, and then go for it. Your dreams are dead for grabs.
My brother?
For me, especially if you're an entrepreneur, I would say that you need to pray. I believe in prayer. I believe that...
How?
As a guy, if you're a guy, a king has like a council. So you need to like strengthen your council.
You know,
you need to find a confidence. You need to find people to work with like closely, you know, people who understand you. So basically what I'm saying is that you need to pray.
Okay. Yeah. My sister?
Success is on the other side of fear. Mm-hmm. When you are willing to push through that fear, you'll find that so much is waiting for you on the other side.
I like that. Sister?
Yeah, don't give up.
No, don't give up. If ever you've just tuned in, you've missed out on an amazing and exciting show where we've had women in technology talking about some of the exciting stuff that they're doing. Definitely, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com or download the Cliff Central app to actually catch the podcast. Hear some of the guys what they had to share in terms of Know Thyself. And definitely the Hustlers.
Know Thy Neighbor.
Know Thy Neighbor, sorry.
Thank you.
Know Thy Neighbor. And the Hustlers?
Sunday.
The Hustlers Sunday that is taking place. This is what we had for you today with my boy, Bulelani Bala. You can always...
This is nice.
Yeah. So you can always catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. My name is Deboho Mafodi with my boy, Bulelani Bala. Bulelani? Close.
Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.